eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water. We'll rise above the mist with a little peace and some harmony. We'll take the world together. We'll take them by the hand. 'Cause I got him for you.
SEC.
Brought to you by Love Chevy. Act now for spectacular savings on the best selection of new Chevys. I-26 at Harbison and at lovechevy.com. Together, let's drive.
It is indeed time for the Love Chevy Drive Around the SEC. Maestro, little bumper please. Home of the great inventory of Tahoes, Suburban, Silverados, Equinox, Traverse, Camaro, Blazer, Colorado, Malibu, all on the ground and ready for delivery. Home of the $1,000 low price guarantee. Ben Hoover and the gang do a terrific job. I don't even know if there is another Chevy dealership in Columbia. If there is, it's not worth mentioning. Love Chevy over there in Harbison. Okay, let's start with the basketball news. To put this in perspective, okay, I want you to imagine, I think Jamie might have left us there. So, Phil, I'm going to pose this to you. And you
Sounds
only.
Good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We need a little one-on-one time. I feel like you and I, we don't get a lot of one-on-one time.
We don't.
Imagine if Nick Saban is at Alabama. We know he's retired now. And all of a sudden, Auburn gives Nick an offer he can't refuse. Now, Nick goes 5-6 years without making the college football playoff. Fans are getting a little restless, but they still love him overall, and he did bring them some success. And then Auburn comes in and says, we're going to take him away. We're going to poach your guy. That's what just happened in college basketball. Calipari, who a lot of fans wanted fired, there's a $33 million buyout. Wasn't that long ago I mentioned he and Mitch Barnhart are on a stage, almost like this kumbaya moment, No, don't believe what you hear. We get along great. We want Cal back. Don't talk about the buyout. Don't talk about everything's great. Well, I get a text message over the weekend from my buddy Joe Klein. Joe Klein is one of the analysts I've worked with at ESPN now for a while. We're on and off amongst the other guys that we've had on this show. And Joe is an all-American, all-everything at Arkansas. And he knows people, okay? He still lives in Arkansas. He's very plugged in. So when Joe says something, I don't take it lightly. And he says, Mike, I'm hearing Cal to Arkansas. I'm like, Joe, did you start drinking in the morning or like at lunchtime? Like, come on. You're talking crazy. He says, no, I'm telling you right now, this is going to happen. I said, but you already told me Walmart doesn't give nearly as much money as people think they do. Like, who's going to make this happen financially? He goes, Tyson's Chicken. And he knows the owner of Tyson's well. And you know who else knows the owner of Tyson's well? Who's golfing buddies with him? John Calipari. So what the old expression, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Kentucky fans are just about, they've about had it with Cal for a number of different reasons. So Arkansas is like, you know what? We'll take him. We'll take Cal. Sure. We'll pay him an exorbitant amount of money. We'll give him over $5 million in NIL money. And we will make a statement that Arkansas basketball is, we're not just playing around here. The Musselman leaving for California, that's a different deal. That wasn't based on money or anything. That was a man and his wife who much preferred to live on the West Coast than Fayetteville. The Calipari thing's a different animal. So now where does Kentucky go? Oh, my goodness. Well, Nate Oates. Now, Nate Oates just signed a $20 million buyout clause with Alabama. Nate Oates certainly is going to be on that list. Coach Beard, who apparently Arkansas went after before Cal, he's on that list. Then you start hearing crazy names like Rick Pitino and Billy Donovan, and I don't know. And anybody tells you that they do know, they're lying. Kentucky was just throwing a major curveball, and I mean, this is it just doesn't happen where a blue blood loses their coach to a program within the conference. And say what you want about Arkansas basketball, they've won a national title. But like before Musselman took that job, they went something like 20 years without making it to the next weekend in the NCAA tournament. They were a classic underachiever. Musselman gets them to two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16. It's like, okay, it's back. But then he has a down year. And every time I spoke to him this year, he sounded like a guy who had just about had enough. And I was like, that's a guy that doesn't seem real happy. He wasn't. He left. The Cal thing, I never would have guessed in a million years. The power of Tyson's Chicken, Jamie Bradford. We all love chicken, right? We all love wings at D. I have to ask Billy at D. Oh. So they get their chicken from Tyson's. A lot of money in chicken.
I'm thankful for their frozen chicken nuggets. It makes being a parent quite easy at dinner time. Indeed. Right, Phil?
Yeah. There you go. Listen, there you go.
There's always a bag in the freezer for
always.
You know, I'll donate to the NIL fund. I'll donate to the NIL fund at the University of Arkansas to continue making our dinner plans twice a week much more simple.
It's all about easy chicken nuggets for the kids. You can't put a price on that. Well, you can. He's worth a lot of money, and he's the reason Coach Cal is going to Fayetteville. Updated baseball standings. I told you we're going to get in some numerology because now we've played enough games here, right? Everybody's got 12 games in out of 30 in league play. Everybody's played over 30 games over the half of the college baseball regular season is complete. Now, who would have guessed Kentucky would be 11-1 and in first place in the Eastern Division? Congratulations to Nick Mangione and company. They've won 8 in a row. Who would have guessed that Florida would be 6-6 and got swept by Missouri? Not I, said the King.
Well, quick caveat.
Yes.
You don't have to say anything. You have a job to do, and I want you to always have a job to do.
Well, thank you.
But playing at Missouri sucks blank. It sucks butt. Put it that way.
I'm not going to say you're lying,
That place sucked. Nobody wants to go to Missouri. Now, shouldn't be an excuse to get beat up there, especially when they're not very good.
Swept.
But it is easy, as you know, Mike, to go up there and fall asleep at the wheel.
It's a different deal. There's no question. The environment there is unlike the other 13 teams in the league. I understand where you're going with that. You're right. That's about as far as I can go with that. So Arkansas is 11-1 in the West. That's not a surprise. But LSU and Ole Miss, 3-9.
Crazy.
3-9. Auburn, by the way, is 2-10. Mm-hmm. Butch Thompson, he's done a great job over there. He led them to Omaha first time since 1997, but they are struggling. So here's some numerology for you. Okay. Like I said, these numbers now mean a little bit to me. Let's start with some overall offense. South Carolina is 12th. Like, batting average is batting average. You can overcome a low batting average if you get on base a lot via walk and if you slug well. That's why OPS is such a popular stat, because it's on base percentage plus slugging. It really tells a greater story. But your slugging percentage right now for getting the Gamecocks and that offense, 12th, Jamie, 426. Now, Florida's 232 batting average. Their slugging is 465, a little bit better. How about, that's just an SEC play, I should add. In SEC play in earned run average, Arkansas is 283.
Yeah.
Insanely good.
Crazy.
Kentucky is second at 309. But here's the number that's interesting to me. You've got Alabama, 7.24. LSU, 7.62. Georgia, 7.79. Ole Miss, 8.81. Auburn, 9.18. You've got five SEC teams with an ERA of over 7 in conference play. The Gamecocks, by the way, are 5.97, which is middle of the pack, just ahead of Florida, 5.33. And Whittle is right. Florida's down offensively, and that's a bit of a surprise. But the DNA of their program since Sully took over is pitching and pitching depth. The only team that even has come close has been Vanderbilt and in some cases Arkansas. For Florida to have that bad of a staff ERA, that's the story. That's the bigger story than their offense slugging. Okay. How about a little analysis? Jamie, which side of the plate do you think the Gamecocks are? Well, I should say this. Against which type of pitcher are they hitting better against, lefties or righties?
Probably lefties.
Wrong. Mm. They're hitting 288 against righties. They're hitting 243 against southpaws. That's second to last in the league. They are scuffling against lefties. On top of that, with runners in scoring position, last 258.
Yeah, I knew that.
The bases loaded.
Yeah,
the base
last.
Is loaded. Last, 185. Yeah. These are problematic stats.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on, Jamie? Tell me. I'm just giving numbers. You give the takes, please. Overall games, just everything you look at for Carolina offensively, it's bottom third in the league. Individually, Ethan Petrie is tied for 7th in home runs. Like, that's the one guy on the leaderboard in anything. Charlie Condon of Georgia is ridiculous. Like, there are dudes, and then there's this dude. He's leading the league in hits, home runs with 20, total bases, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS. He is absolutely ridiculous and is the favorite to win almost every award in the SEC and maybe beyond that. Braden Montgomery, who you got to see firsthand, having an awfully good year. Caglione of Florida, as expected, having an awfully good year. But nobody's in the class of Charlie Condon right now. I would also say, in the case of on the bump, the cat over there at Arkansas, Hagan Smith, terrific. Really, really good. Just saying. All right, let's move to football. ESPN panel came up with who they believe the top coaches are in the country. Closest to the pin, gentlemen. In the top 10, how many SEC coaches do you believe this panel came up with? Mad Dog, we'll start with you.
Many SEC?
Four. Four says the Mad Dog, Jamie Bradford.
I'll go with three. I'll go with three.
And the winner is Mad Dog with four.
Oh,
wanted to build a little suspense there. Okay. Like okay. Guess the four. I think,
okay. Kirby.
Kirby.
Yep. Boar. Oh, wait a second. Okay. I get it. Four. Yeah. Okay, Kirby, DeBoer, Lane, and probably Sark, I would imagine.
Sark, yeah.
Correct. So
four. Okay. Yeah, Kirby yeah. won. That's a trick question. We're not even to July yet.
Yeah, you got to expand your thoughts.
it's just an opinion. Oh, I see what you're saying. Trick because Sarkisian, yeah. Kirby 1, DeBoer 2, Sarkisian 7. I mean, look, a year ago DeBoer, we had that poll. Dude. Sarkisian wouldn't have been in anybody's top 10. You know, he won the Big 12 last year. He's still 25-14. 3 years in Texas. He's not exactly lighting it up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Some would say, you know, where's Eli coming off an 11-2? Where's Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly, I would ask. Not yet for Eli.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Non-SEC top 10. Kyle Whittingham, he gets my vote. Dabo Swinney, Mike Norvell, Dan Lanning, Lance Leopold.
These are in order?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Whittingham, Sweeney, Norvell, Lanning, Leopold, and Ryan Day. Ryan Day, who...
Wow.
If they don't make it to the national championship game, I'm convinced they're going to fire him with all the money they have spent in the offseason.
Is he the Coach Cal of college football?
Oh, that's I like that. That's pretty good. Except Cal won a national championship. Ryan Day doesn't have that in his bag yet. But yeah, that's not a bad call. That's not a bad call. So I just thought it was interesting. That's where they, that's just one particular panel. Well, I don't think there's much controversy. I mean, everybody's going to put Kirby one. Kalen DeBoer, if you just base it on his track record elsewhere, he's earned that right. Sark, little debatable. Lane's on a hot, he's on a heater. Lane is on a heater. And they, led the league in the portal class, number one portal class. And they got Dart back and they got some former Gamecock receiver. Yeah, they're pretty stacked again. We'll see if they can, live up to it. That is the Love Chevy drive around the SEC. Maestro, take it away.
Brought to you by Love Chevy, where the inventory is overflowing and the deals are in full bloom. I-26 at Harbison and at lovechevy.com. Together, let's drive.
I don't know. If you had to replace somebody on that list, I'm not sure. I mean, I love Lance Leipold. I think he's a fantastic football coach. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what makes him a better football coach than what's his name at Iowa State?
Oh, Matt Campbell.
Oh,
Matt
Campbell.
Why is he a top 10 in the country all of a sudden? And Matt Campbell, you know, I don't know.
No, that's fair. Look, if we had this poll 3 years ago when Campbell was scorching hot, he'd be in the top five.
Right.
Forget about fighting for the top 10. He was the hottest name on the
planet. Well, I mean, I'm trying to do the math here. It sounded like Coach Sweeney was in the top four or five. What puts him in the top four or
no,
five?
No. Sweeney is, oh no, you're right. You're right. You are doing the math.
If you're going consecutive,
four or five,
right?
No, you're right. He would be number four. Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's based a lot on the previous years. Like, you're not just going to forget about the two. Let's put it this way, Jamie. If Shane Beamer brought two national championships to South Carolina, but then went 4 or 5 years where they're still winning 10 games, but they're not winning national championships, would you not fight for Shane Beamer to still be in the top 10?
Oh, no, I would. I agree with that. I guess what I'm getting at here is, I mean, does Lance Leipold even have a winning record at Kansas? He's been there a while.
I think that's more of he took over a steaming pile of dog crap and actually won there and made them relevant. Mm-hmm. And the feeling is, if you gave him the talent that these other guys have, look out.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't have a problem with it. But, I mean, I like where you're going with this. Give me a name, Phil. You give me a name that you think is missing from that top 10 list.
Oh, see, that's what I was trying to think too. Is like you've got. Well, I went down a rabbit hole inside my head here, but every sitting coach who has won a national championship is in this list, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, every active one. And then I went, well, there's only two right now, right?
That have not.
Well, you got Dabo, you got Kirby.
Kirby and Dabo. Are they the last two standing?
Yeah. Yeah, because Harbaugh's gone.
Talk about a change. Uh-oh. That's where my head went through all this. Is like, wow, you know, okay. Yeah, I guess you got to give Dabo his props because he is still, you know, coaching and at the same program where he did win two national titles.
I think
who else Dabo, would you put in that list?
I mean, the two most popular names are probably
I think
Brian
Elko
Kelly
is
and...
probably the one on the outside looking in.
Oh, wow,
I'd give Mike Elko on the outside looking in.
I think Brian Kelly and James Franklin are two names that probably would come up. I would say Coach Gundy at Oklahoma State, he's always there. You know, you wonder if they'll ever be able to break through. But
what's funny about all these
perennially 15th. That's where
that's true.
That's what I get.
Yeah. He's perennially in the next tier. And he's always seems to be flirting with another job, but never leaves his alma mater. And Franklin wins a bunch of games. But never beats Ohio State and Michigan, and therefore that fan base, I know Penn State fans, they're not in love with James Franklin at all. What's funny about this list and what would be the next list, if we came up with 11 through 20, it should be a fun exercise. It'd take a little brain power that I don't know if we're all prepared to put in this Monday afternoon at 1:25. But if you put that next list, you know the funny part of it would be is that a lot of those coaches, 11 through 20, if you polled their own fans, they'd be like, yeah, I don't know. If we don't win 10 this year, I want them gone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are coaches that would rank highly that still always see. This is why college football coaches make a lot of money, and I have no problem with it, because you really are only as good as your last season, and there's no loyalty, and you can do some really good things at a program, and then people are like, I've had it. I mean, there were people calling up Paul Feinbaum that were Alabama fans. They're like, games passed them by. Time for a change, Paul. That did exist. Now, again, I don't take the insane minority that would say something like that as that's taking the temperature of the masses, but it's out there. So if we came up with 11 through 20, I mean, Eli Drinkwitz, he'd be on everybody's 11 through 20 right now, coming off back-to-back quality years. They wanted him fired last year. At the beginning of the year, there were Missouri fans and people ready for his ass to be on a hide. They wanted him gone, right? Brian Kelly. If Brian Kelly has another year where the defense doesn't do a damn thing, and obviously they brought in a coordinator to help fix that from Missouri, ironically enough, you'll hear, I'm telling you, you'll hear whispers like, I don't think he's the guy. I mean, Ed Orgeron, he won a national title here. For crying out loud, Les Miles ate grass and won a national title here. Maybe this Kelly guy's not that good.
It so just hit me, though, that, yeah, like okay, so Mack Brown.
It's true.
Where would you put that? Because I think North Carolina is, you know, about done on that anyway. He's the one that we didn't mention, though, who's not in the top 10, who actually is a national title winning.
So there's three. Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on
now.
We
overlooked Mac.
Here's one more. You went through a top 10, and we just named like five or six other names. Nobody has said Lincoln Riley.
You want to talk about a guy whose stock has plummeted. Keep hearing, you guys know I'm an NFL draft nerd. And we're getting closer and closer to it. The way people talk about Caleb Williams, you would think he is just the best thing ever. And maybe he is, and I just caught him on bad games. Because I watched that Notre Dame game, and he was awful. And I've seen him in some other big games where he wasn't great. There's no doubting his athletic ability, and yes, I know arm talent. He's got that. But I'm watching. But let's just say they're all right. And he's going to go on, contrary to what JC thinks, and his beloved Chicago Bears draft him, and he actually does turn out to be a Pro Bowl-type quarterback. Well, that's another knock on Lincoln Riley, because you had that in your stable, and what did you do with it? Like, he is, his stock has plummeted, Lincoln Riley's has. When he was at Oklahoma, he would have easily been in everybody's top five. Forget about top 10, top mm-hmm. five. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't even know if he makes 11 through 20. It's a great point. That's an absolute great point. I think this is another, like, show me what you got here, Lincoln. I mean, we just backed up the Briggs truck for you. All the things you say you didn't have in Norman, Oklahoma, you've got here in L.A. So where's the winning? And now in the Big Ten, you're going to surpass Ohio State. You're going to surpass Michigan. You're going to surpass Penn State. I don't know.
The amount, I tell you what, it's 129. I'll hold that till after the break. I've got something for you to put some of the new Big Ten, to put some of it in perspective. So we'll hit a quick timeout. Palm Casual kept me comfortable watching Gamecock basketball and baseball this weekend on the back porch. If you haven't been to Palm Casual before and you're looking for anything for the outdoors, boy, are you missing out. 30-day money-back guaranteed. Guarantee. As they say, you can party on it for 29 days, return it on the 30th, they give you a check. So it's crazy. And it's the best stuff. They make it. They make everything on themselves in their own warehouses. They are the distributor. They're everything. They are literally everything. That's where you want to go. Palmcasual.com, Bluffton, Myrtle Beach, Mount Pleasant, Somerville, and expanding in South Carolina. Hang tight. Power Hour presented by Ryan Brewer Fence. We'll be right back.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Disaster comes uninformed. During and after natural disasters or accidents, there can be a heavy loss to property. Having your home or office destroyed or damaged by water, fire, smoke, or mold affects your personal and business lifestyle. Resto Pros of the Midlands is here to help. Open 24/7. Call them when you need them. 803-493-0170. Resto Pros of the Midlands. RestoProsMidlandsSC.com. Quality that is guaranteed.
Down here in the South, we don't always see eye to eye. While our taste in college football teams, or what sauce, if any, goes best on a rack of ribs, or what to mix with our Dixie vodka might be up for debate, we can all agree there's nothing better than a Southern tailgate. And like our favorite college teams, our ingredients come from small towns and big cities. They're grown in Southern soil, are crafted by Southern hands, and proudly represent the South in our backyard and beyond. So raise a glass of Dixie Southern Vodka to celebrate being made in America and raised in the South.
Welcome home. That's what the Gamecocks say, and so does the Barn Dough Company, where they can build your dream home starting as low as $160 per square foot. If you live in the Carolinas, Georgia, or Tennessee, their turnkey process takes just 4 to 6 months on average and can be custom designed by size and details. Make your dream a reality. Visit thebarndominiumco.com. That's thebarndominiumco.com. The Barn Dough Company. Gamecock owned and operated.
When you're a developmental program, which all Group of Five schools are, and you lose a great player, that's going to hit you much harder with that next guy plugging in, because he's not there yet. He may be there. He's just not there right now.
I just recently reported about, you know, the heart issue that, but you know, ultimately why the Big Ten stopped and originally decided not to play football. And we had reported out that story, kind of unearthing that it was because of heart issue, potentially with
is that myocarditis?
Myocarditis.
I still had 10 scholarship offers because Chase would go play baseball and I would get a lion's share of the reps in the spring, and they're like, who's this number 17? He's pretty good.
Listen to these interviews and more on the JC and Morgan podcast by downloading the Chief Sports app. Part of the Chief Sports Network.
Charleston Fitness Equipment is keeping South Carolina in shape. Clients have come from all over the Palmetto State to find that one piece of equipment that they enjoy that keeps them looking and feeling good. Whether it's a home rower, treadmill, elliptical, free weights, a home gym, or something else, Charleston Fitness Equipment keeps the mirror smiling back at you. Get in shape like the Gamecocks do. Visit charlestonfitnessequipment.com. gamecock.com. Gamecock owned and operated and proud partners of Inside the Gamecocks, the show.
The preferred sign partner of Gamecock Athletics is Signorama Columbia, and they should be yours too. A full-service sign company that handles design, production, install, and service, Signorama Columbia has helped to bring to life the perfect vision for so many all across South Carolina. Owned and operated by proud Gamecock alumni, they can handle all types of signage, including interior and exterior, vehicle graphics, and more. Go to Signorama.com and find the West Columbia location, or call them at 803-407-9284. Bring your brand to life with Signorama Columbia and go Gamecocks.
Cold Joe here, and when I'm not eating average jambalaya or celebrating endless summer in Destin, I like to eat pimento cheese straight out the bucket. And the only pimento cheese I like to eat is from Nana's Porch. It's award-winning, it'll melt in your mouth, it's good on a cracker, it's good in a bowl, it's good on a piece of bread. Also, don't forget, Nana's Porch has a hell of a food truck. It's award-winning as well, and they're here for all of your catering needs. So get online, nanasports.com. It's good. Coach O signing off. Endless summer, go Tiger.
For chicken cock, we get a medium to medium plus toast. The char level, we use a number 3 level char. If you char too deep, you start burning away some of those flavor components that you just created. If you just char a barrel and you don't toast it, you're going to create some of those flavors just on a thin layer, just inside the char, but not the actual depth and full extent of flavors that you're going to get if you toast it properly. All those elements, that's exactly what they do. They boil down to great flavor.
If you're in the real estate market in the Lowcountry or even in the Midlands, please contact me, JB, with Coast to Coast Realty SC. Go Gamecocks.
This break is presented by Billy G's Carolina Barbecue, the state newspaper's 2023 winner for Best Catering, Best Barbecue, and Best Food Truck. Visit BillyG'sCarolinaBarbecue.com for all of your catering needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
From the Signorama Studios, welcome back inside the Gamecocks, the show. They're beginning to fill up the CLA in preparation for an incredible celebration today, the third national championship for Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks. Mike Morgan rejoins Phil and I here again. JC has a funeral today. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family, and he will be back tomorrow. Mike, want to get to Coach Cal in a minute, too, because I think they should go in a totally different direction from what everybody is saying. But who doesn't it seem like when you compare the expanded Big Ten to the expanded SEC, that there are more potential, quote-unquote, hot seats in the Big Ten? I mean, think about this for a second. Think about the names that think about the teams that are in the Big Ten. You mentioned Ryan Day, which is crazy to even think that. I agree with Kirk Herbstreit. It's crazy, but
very real. Very,
but
real.
It's real. It's real. It's real at Penn State, too. To
absolutely.
All right. And two teams that win 10, 11, 12 games every year, and people aren't happy about it because of who they lose to. So there's two. Never really know at Maryland with Mike Loxley, but they're very capable of having a decent year again, but they're also very capable of not having a good year, and it could happen there. Dude, look at Iowa. Kirk Ferentz won 10 games last year. They scored like 30 points all season, and people are just – I mean, like total. Like they scored like – they won games like 3-2, right? And people are tired of it. I don't think they'd just run out and fire Kirk Ferentz, but in an expanded Big Ten with more competition, you lose more games. He's been there forever. They do have fatigue, and people want to see points. Nebraska. Well, you wouldn't think that, right? I mean, they haven't really been that good for a while, but now they think that they're supposed to be winning 10, 11, 12 games again, and they have. There's always problems.
They can't fire Matt Rhule. They just brought him in.
I don't think so.
But no.
When you start looking around and they're talking, well, if he doesn't get to a bowl game this year, you know, he just might not be the guy. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's insanity speaking. If you gave the amount of years that you gave to the predecessors to him, you're gonna go one and done on Matt Rhule? Like that's
it'd be blasphemy. I mean, Southern Cal.
Now that's
here's the other one. I'm bringing that in. So the big names in the Big Ten, all of them essentially, except for maybe probably Michigan. You're like, could they really be moving on after this year? And it's real. They could.
Quantrell on Chat Row brought up a good point about Southern Cal. He's like, isn't it kind of like Miami guys where the problem seems to continue to resurface at some point? It's kind of like, you know, you date somebody and it doesn't work out. And, of course, you think it's their fault and they think it's your fault. Well, then that ex of yours, she winds up running into the same problem with the next seven guys. Like they all wind up breaking up inside of a year when they realize who she really, at some point. I think what Southern Cal fans are trying to figure out, what Miami fans are trying to figure out before recently, what Texas fans were trying to figure out, is it just the coaches that we're hiring? Is there something wrong with us? Maybe it's time to look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked about this a little bit when it comes to South Carolina. It's like every time Shane loses a game, and you know this is going to happen, guys, in 2024. After every loss, people are going to flood the message board, social media, Chat Row on this show, and it's going to be a bash Shane Beamer session. And they're not going to look at 100 years of history. They're just going to say, well, it's got to be the coach's fault. It's got to be him. Let's go on to the next guy. Let's go on to the next guy. And a lot of programs get into that vicious cycle. And then at some point, you got to look in the mirror and go, wait a minute, maybe it's me. Maybe it's not the coaches I'm hiring. Maybe it's just that this program, the way it is set up and the tradition and the footprint and the recruiting base and all those things involved, maybe we could just never be that good. What it's really harder for programs that have been to the top. Southern Cal used to be a top five national program that was full of mystique. Heisman Trophy winners everywhere you looked. National championship games everywhere you looked. Legendary Hall of Fame coaches everywhere you looked. That's what Texas used to be. That's what Southern Cal used to be. That's what Miami used to be. And now those fans look around. They're like, what the hell happened? It's not supposed to be this way. This was supposed to be a perennial powerhouse. You can't just be 50 years good and then all of a sudden be mediocre, right? Well, actually, you can. As I've said many times, in college football, it's a lot easier to fall from the top than to get to the top. And most programs never get to the top, which is why, to go back to our point in the last hour, college football is insanely predictable. Because the overwhelming majority of programs are not set up to ever be a dominating program that plays for national titles. That's an inconvenient truth for many, but that's reality.
In the SEC, as today is April the 8th, we got a long way to go. But in the SEC, to compare what I just mentioned, there are two teams for sure, maybe three, that I would think going into the year. Now, there were just coaching changes. Obviously, there has already been movement in the SEC recently. So, by virtue of mathematics, you can't name half of the league. But on the West side, even though that's going to be non-existent soon, but in our what we know it to be as the West side, clearly Sam Pittman probably needs to win some games. Or, I mean, Arkansas just hired John Calipari. I would venture a guess that if they're going to give him $5 million for hoops and NIL, they would probably be willing to do that somewhere else too, if they could figure out how to do it. And then on the East, Billy Napier obviously is the name. Outside of that, Mike, like the, I don't know if it's like, I hate getting into hot seat conversation. It's a talking point. It's fun for sports radio. I kind of find it pretty disrespectful because these guys are human beings. I just don't want to talk about them losing their jobs all the time. I think it sucks.
Right. Right.
You know, but it is kind of a thing. So to brush on it outside of that, I mean, does it expand more? Are there, maybe this guy, maybe that guy. I don't know. Maybe Vandy. Maybe.
I mean, there's always Vandy is like in a different category. It's hard to figure out. I mean, it's a program that gave Jerry Stackhouse like a $30 million buyout. I mean, even Jerry must have been laughing when they agreed to that. That I know that number's a little bit off, 20 something, whatever.
Either way.
I'm interested to see, and we're going to talk a lot about the importance of the Kentucky game in the context of South Carolina in week two, right? I mean, that's
huge. Big deal. You know, big deal for both of them, both teams.
Well, big deal. We know why it's big for Carolina. I mean, it's obvious. It's also big for Kentucky. Remember, Mark Stoops was basically caught entertaining another job.
Mm-hmm.
More than entertaining, if you believe reports. Like, there's too much smoke there to not think that Mark Stoops was not seriously looking to go elsewhere. And then all of a sudden, what happened? The fans said, whoa, 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 whoa. What? Why are we hiring this guy? Look at his overall record. Now, I don't think that's fair to Mark Stoops. I think Mark Stoops has done an outstanding job at a school that, previous to Mark Stoops, didn't do nearly as much under other coaches. But it wasn't enough for him to be an attractive candidate for a quote-unquote marquee job, right? So A&M and their oil money guy said, wait a minute. We're not going there. Get Elko. If you can't get a huge name, we're not going with Kentucky's coach. We're not doing it. Get Elko. So, but every Kentucky fan knows that Mark was looking. Mark had a wandering eye. That doesn't go over well with fans. So right. If Kentucky loses and has a bad year, I'm not saying he's on the hot seat, nor am I saying should he be on the hot seat, but I'll tell you this much. You talked about the lack of passion for Iowa's offense. Kentucky's offense hasn't always been a beautiful thing to watch. Even when they had a potential first-round quarterback in Will Levis, even when they got another highly ranked guy in the portal this past year, they haven't exactly been glitzy, sexy. So hot seat or not hot seat, I do think there could be a little bit of, to use the word we have come accustomed to, angst in Big Blue Nation if Kentucky has another quote-unquote off year.
A lot of these conversations will be had over the next 4 months, but as we greatly anticipate the kickoff of what's going to be a very different looking college football season. Speaking of Kentucky, though, you mentioned Coach Cal. I was on this morning on doing a radio hit, and I was asked about this. Appreciate the question. I'm not a Kentucky insider, so I'm going to defer this to you. But Mike, I get the big names that are going to come up. Dan, and by the way, it's just not fair to Dan Hurley. He's going to get peppered with this today. And his team, they do have cell phones. They don't tip off for a little bit under 8 hours. So, like, when they pull their cell phones up, they're going to see their coach's name being mentioned with his job. So, timing sucks, to be quite honest, for UConn.
Yeah.
So, they've got a little bit of a task to kind of stay. Hey, guys, just stay in the game here. Let's go win the title. But, you know, with that said, you mentioned that name. I mean, we've heard them all. Oh, Jay Wright. Jay Wright would be an idiot to come out of TV and go coach in that pressure cooker. He has nothing to prove. I mean, he looks so peaceful when he's on television. Jay, don't lose the peace and quiet, man. Just stay on television.
Heck yeah. He's loving life.
Yeah, he's exactly. So, but there are all these. I get it. Mike, it's like the Alabama football. Like, you got to be able to handle all the things that come across your desk that aren't basketball related at Kentucky. It's a different world, and I understand that. But I also feel like there is their Lamont Paris. It's not like you're rebuilding. It doesn't matter who you hire. You're going to sign players. It's Kentucky. They're going to sign the best players no matter what. But, I mean, can you coach? And I feel like Kentucky needs a basketball coach. And it doesn't have to be the most high-profile name. But you know it way better than I do, so that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think Kentucky fans, the thing that really, to me, rubbed a lot of Kentucky fans the wrong way, literally 48 hours at a press conference before another first-round loss to a team that most people don't know what state they're in Oakland. Give you a clue, it's not California.
It's Michigan.
That's right. The Cal's up there saying, I know he did this because when I would do Kentucky games under the old SID, he's since retired from the profession, but he'd come up to me before I was about to go on the air. I'm like, one more thing. Could you mention that Cal's players have now made $2 billion in the NBA combined? And I'd just be like, you want me to mention? Not all right. I'll get it in there somewhere. And, you know, when Kentucky, maybe second half, in a if it's a blowout or whatever, I'd be like, oh, by the way, Kentucky. But I just thought that was an odd thing to really push. Well, 48 hours before losing to Oakland, it's, hey, I just want everybody to know our alums here are now over $2.5 billion in career earnings in the NBA. And I'm just thinking, as a Kentucky fan who hasn't seen my team go past the first weekend since 2019, do I really need to hear that from my coach? What I want to hear is, this is how we're going to beat Oakland, and this is how we're going to get to another Final Four, which we haven't been to in 2015. So that is my point, is to your question. They want a guy who can just flat out coach. They don't need all the ancillary stuff. Cal was great with the community. Cal was great. His likability. Cal was great with getting the number one recruiting class almost every year. But those fans will give up all of that for just a guy that can go in there and coach. The fear factor is you get another Billy Gillespie. Mm-hmm. Now, chances are you don't hire another raging alcoholic. That'll help. The fear, even to a lesser extent, Tubby Smith, who we all love. Tubby Smith took Patino's team, for being honest, won a national title in year one, 1998. Then he went 9 consecutive years with a lot of NBA talent, never made another Final Four. So Kentucky fans have been around long enough to know that it's not that easy, even at Kentucky. Because, again, it's not football. It's basketball. Football, painfully predictable. Basketball, not. So you could have another hire that doesn't go right. And Mitch Barnhart is feeling pressure like you wouldn't believe. This is significant pressure on Mitch Barnhart at Kentucky right now to make this hire right. And honestly, I have no idea what direction it goes. They're gonna swing for the fences, and they're gonna get some rejection letters, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You say this
all the time with football. Like, you don't, it's very rare that you get your top guy.
Exactly.
Unless it's unusual circumstance, like this Kentucky situation, this Calipari situation. Well, he's the third guy, according to reports that they went after.
Correct. Beard said no.
Yeah.
From what I was told from the same source that told me that Cal was going to Arkansas before anybody else had it, I was told they were very close on Beard. That fell apart in the 11th hour.
Hmm.
So then they pivoted, talked to Mr. Tyson and his chicken fortune. God, I should have gotten into chicken. This whole broadcasting thing, I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. I love doing it. But if I could just make my money on chicken wings and tenders, count my billions and get on a yacht and then hire coaches because I got that kind of money, that would have been a nice life. Anyway, the next life, I'll be a chicken tycoon. But yeah, that's where they are.
That's where they are. We got to hit one final quick break here, and we'll come back and touch a little bit more on the national champions.
When we come back, Jamie, can I say a very proud listener of this program who is a Gamecock graduate and fan, but also has ties to the University of Georgia, is very upset with something we did last week.
Oh,
it was your question about SEC quarterbacks. Oh. And he was outraged with the answer that we all gave. Outraged.
Okay. Oh,
and yeah, he's not a very outraged guy. He's pretty, you know, mild mannered, tempered. So, Stephen, if you're listening, this is for you. We're going to address it.
Okay.
Final segment of the Power Hour presented by Gary Patterson and Ryan Brewer. Mike here for one of the better dining options in the capital city. You know, when I first moved there, I asked people around the radio station, where are the best wings? Well, the consensus was D's Wings. That was then. Today, they still have the best wings, but it's so much more now in their new location at 415 Meeting Street in West Columbia. Yeah, they get voted the best wings on a routine basis. Yes, they get voted the best sports bar on a routine basis, but they're not just about wings, and really, they're not just a sports bar. It is a family-run local restaurant and bar with 20 TVs and 25 beers on tap. And how about these daily specials? Every Monday night at D's, you've got 75-cent wings from 4 until closing. Tacos on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, 18 wings and a pitcher of beer for $29. You've also got ribs and oyster bucket specials on Thursday. And no matter how big the party is, 20 or more, no problem. Just call ahead of time and they'll take terrific care of you. They'll do takeout as well. And guess what? A human will answer the phone and take the order. Billy and his staff do an outstanding job. Check out D's, 415 Meeting Street in West Columbia.
Gamecock Traditions, South Carolina's elite retailer for anything Gamecock related. The best selection for basketball, baseball, football, tailgating, kids stuff, and everything else. If it's got the Gamecock logo, it's got to be at Gamecock Traditions. Most importantly, they ship it to your doorstep. Order online at GamecockTraditions.com, where there's always a sale. Gamecock Traditions, GamecockTraditions.com, a tradition unlike the others.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So he comes over to me and he says, listen to me. I don't want to hear one more word out of you about my refereeing today. You say one more word about my refereeing, then you're going to be thrown out of this game. And so I turned around to all my parents. I go, hey, parents, I'm not allowed to tell the ref how bad he is, so I'm going to need you to do that for me.
Oh.
He said, you
come. I'm a beggar who could use some help. I'm a seeker searching for myself. I'm a rolling stone just waiting on a friend. I'm a lover wishing on a star for another, with a broken heart to hold each other close till the end.
Nana's Porch, nanasporch.com. At Nana's Porch, they cater weddings, parties, and all kinds of special events. Their meals are served buffet style, and seconds, they're encouraged. Plus, they can bring their mobile food unit to bring on-site and serve your guests as a unique alternative for your catering needs. Inquire about rentals as well. nanasporch.com. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 336-259-7550.
Tony Pope State Farm is your go-to agent anywhere in South Carolina, North Carolina, or Georgia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining your home, life, auto, and or small business insurance today. Tony Pope State Farm has been in business for more than 30 years and can handle anything you need in the tri-state area. 843-851-2222 or visit TonyPope.com today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's celebration time as Carolina has defeated Notre Dame in a thriller here at South Bend. The Sam Money to the 10 to the 5 touchdown. It's really hot. Doc is Hollis. The ball rolls to the 10, rolls to the 5, and will be down at the 1 yard line.
9 seconds. They line up in the power eye again. 5 seconds.
But you know well there, or knew well.
Great Bob Fulton.
That was awesome. I did not know that was coming.
I didn't either.
Seriously? Have you guys played that before? That's the first time I've caught
it. To be honest, gentlemen, neither did I.
I sent you a message. I was like, did you make the point yet?
Is it an anniversary of some kind? Did I miss something?
It was interesting. My internet kind of stuck when I was clicking. I was just going to bring us back with the generic bump here. And then my internet kind of froze, and when the click executed, next thing you know, the Bob Fulton one was right underneath it, and I was like, well, we'll just roll with it.
Okay. Look, you never have to apologize to me for playing Bob. That is no. A mentor, someone who's near and dear to my heart. I found out the news that he passed in the middle of calling a Braves game in Miami. One of my regrets is that I wasn't able to attend the funeral because that was like a 10-game road trip. But I've said this many times, and I won't bore people with it, but Bob is a very special person to me on multiple levels. I remember sitting in his house on Lake Murray, or townhome, and going over CDs at that time of work because he saw something in me that he didn't see necessarily in everybody that worked through there in that post, and asked if I would be willing to. And I was like, are you kidding me? Do I have to pay you for this? He heard my first major league broadcast and just said, because he didn't have a son, he's like, I feel like a proud papa right now, Mike. I said, I told you, you were going on to bigger and better things. And I was just like, wow. So anyway, I didn't know that was coming, but that kind of hits a tender spot with me, with Bob.
Yeah.
And when you listen to those calls, like that's what a pro sounds like.
That was it. Yep.
That is what a pro sounds like. And that's what every SEC team should have and aspires to have, is a true pro behind the mic. I'm happy that Chris Stewart got promoted in a weird circumstance in Tuscaloosa. He has paid his dues. He's a true pro. Some of these jobs are very political. They don't go to the most deserving people. Bob Fulton, what you had in Bob was a national quality play-by-play guy calling your football games. And back then, most of the games were not on TV, so you truly had to be able to paint the picture, not just yell and scream highlights. You truly had to be a craftsman, and Bob was the ultimate craftsman. So
yeah,
again, completely off subject, kind of an accident that played, but in a way, I'm glad it did.
Well, he will, you'll hear much more of that as football season inches closer and closer. Speaking of that, and I know we're past due, we only got a minute or two left, but you mentioned somebody's upset with us, which isn't shocking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you brought up a great question. I know you didn't mean to do this, but it kind of piggybacked off of something we were talking about on JC and Morgan, but just kind of ranking the quarterbacks. And it wasn't so much about the rankings. I was just trying to bring up the fact that there's eight returning starters and there's eight newbies. And there's a correlation when you look at the teams that are expected to do well this year. Most of them have returning starters, right? I mean, Georgia, Ole Miss, Alabama, these all have returning starters. And then there's a level of, I don't know, Lenora Sellers would qualify. Now, we know JC in our celestial SEC quarterback draft took Sellers number one.
Mm-hmm.
You took Jalen
Milroe.
You took Milroe. Phil, you took Dart.
Yep.
And I took yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so Steven, again, full disclosure, is a Gamecock lifelong fan, graduate, but also has ties to the University of Georgia. And he's like, come on, guys. How could you not have Carson Beck number one? This is not even a contest. And part of me, admittedly, to me, that's chalk to just pick. Everybody's going to have Beck number one. So it wasn't disrespect to Beck. I wanted to be a little bit different. I admit that I was being slightly contrarian. But I also think Quinn Ewers could wind up being the top quarterback off the board from the SEC. So I don't think mine was that far out of left field. Now, for you guys, I'll let you justify your picks, and then JC could justify his tomorrow.
Well, I just wanted more of a dual threat. I wanted more of a dual threat.
Right. And that's a popular...
Well, I mean, you look at South Carolina.
Doesn't need to run, but yes. Yeah, not a great runner.
You looked at the Gamecocks offense last year. I mean, as much respect as I have for Spencer Rattler, which is every ounce of respect that I could ever muster up to give somebody, if Spencer Rattler had Jalen Milroe type speed with what he could do with his arm, it would have been something. And I think, and I feel like Milroe's come far enough in being able to throw the football that he would be an easy guy to build around.
I don't think that's a crazy look. I don't think anybody's predictions were crazy, to be honest with you. Like,
no.
But no. He was like, you've got to be kidding me. It's clearly Carson Beck. He's clearly going to put up great. I said, look, I got a Heisman vote. If he does what you're saying he's going to do and Georgia has another great year, yeah, they'll get my vote.
Yeah.
But
we'll
see.
Carson Beck.
We'll see.
I'd take Carson Beck.
Oh, anybody would take Carson Beck. I mean, Carson Beck is the obvious. Yeah,
nobody said he was bad. We just didn't say we'd take him number one this year. You know, because I think Dart, I think the argument for Dart, just to defend my position, is, you know, experience and familiarity within the system. And it's not like anything's really going to change for Jackson over last year, the year before, heading into this season.
He's got weapons.
Yeah, you've got weapons surrounding him now where you did not have the same caliber coming into last year, for sure, I think is the real comp there. But, yeah, I mean, that's why I picked it. Because I was going to take Ewers, too, because I like you, Mike. I think there's an argument where this guy could be the top one off the board out of the conference coming out of this season.
He has that kind of arm talent. Mm-hmm. That his problem has been inconsistency. Well, that was the problem with Bo Nix at Auburn.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is probably going to be a first round draft pick. If you would have told Auburn fans that a couple of years ago who were begging for him to be benched,
they'd be crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would absolutely laughed hysterically. Nothing funny about State Farm agent Gary Patterson for all your insurance needs, home, auto, life. Proud sponsor of the Power Hour, Gary Patterson, the man, the myth, the legend, serving Lou Golf, Columbia, Lexington, Camden, Blythewood, the Midlands, my guy for over 20 years. hopefully your guy as well, GaryPatterson.net.
We pretty much ran the gamut today. Plenty of
we did. We covered a lot of stuff today.
We did. A lot of college football. Certainly got into some college baseball, but the story are the South Carolina Gamecock women's basketball team. They are set in moments to begin their celebration. It's a pretty packed lower bowl at Colonial Life Arena in Columbia. You can watch it at GamecocksOnline.com. Thanks to John Whittle. Always thanks to the Golden Tones of the great Mike Morgan. Thanks to all of you. We'll leave you with this. This is, how about this? How fitting. It is National All Is Ours Day. Well, ladies, the day certainly is yours. So
it's all yours, right?
Those will be, we will be celebrating with you. What an achievement. 38-0, their third national championship. For Mike and Phil, I'm JB. JC returns as well. And we'll get into some of the practice notes from Gamecock football tomorrow at 11 right here on ITG.